Hey guys, you're here with Dr. Molly,
And Todd Rowland.
and we're bringing you the podcast, The Business Side of the Pet Industries. Today we're here with Aga from Botanica, and she's going to give us a rundown of her company and why it's so important. And then we're going to talk about the importance of prep work and what products that you guys are using and how that makes a difference to give you not only the best use of your products, but also the best finished product on your haircuts. So hi, Aga. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Hello, thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
So we met Aga through the grooming shows and at the conferences, and just really fell in love with her as a person and her product that she offers. So we thought it would be great to have her on and share this knowledge with you guys, and especially her having that background and how the products help give you guys the finish, the great finish work and the finish cut on the pups that we're taking care of every day. So Aga, if you want to give a little bit of background on kind of how you guys got started and about the company, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, awesome. We are a European company, so we started the products in 2012, so 12 years ago. Actually, in October, it will be exactly 12 years because
Congratulations.
yeah. So the first product just went to the market in like almost end of October 2012, and it was this first pet beauty line. We have three lines, so. Our main focus was creating the very great quality products that will perform very well on the dogs, not only pet owners, but basically our focus was of dog shows people like
Right.
FCI. By then, we were like interested in the European market, FCI people that they go to the dog shows and show their dogs, and as well groomers that also prepare the coat for the breeders and use in high volume shops in their studio. So that was the first idea of making this. Me as a woman wanted to create the product that will be nice on
Yeah.
packaging, because at this time the most of the product was kind of like so-so, and like when I was buying for my dogs, I was just like kind of putting this hiding in the closet, and I wanted them to look like we go to Sephora or like you have Ulta here. We have different shops in Poland, like kind of high-end stuff for
Like a
us.
spa experience.
Exactly, but like it wasn't not only about it, but that was like additional advantage of like putting new products. And also we wanted to focus on natural extract, new formulations, something that will really work on the long time run. Because with the dog show people, like breeders, dogs that they are showing, of course the effect on the show is very important, but what is very like, the most important is the maintenance of the coat between the shows.
Right,
Because
yeah.
if you don't have a coat, you cannot do anything. And actually, if you have the coat very well maintained, you can use whatever you want on the show, and probably the effect will be really great. So it just depends also from the skills. But like in general rule, the maintenance is way more important than the performance when you do the coat on the show. So we were focusing on that. At the beginning, then we also figure out that the seven product that we put in the market, it's not enough. We need to m have something better, something more natural, but more like solution-based grooming, I call it.
Okay.
So the products like volumizing, texturizing, the products that will work on the coat on the way that we have an idea how it's supposed to work. So like clarifying shampoo, all this like color enhancing shampoos. And that was our show line when it was born. It was 2015. And what we did then, we created the two special products. It's called Regenerating Boosting Serum and Coat Oil. So especially the boosting serum is something that I want to always put attention to, because this product is people from dog shows and also groomers that competitive groomers that go for the grooming competitions, they
Right.
call it game changer. Why? Because this product is kind of liquid conditioner that you can use as a maintenance to regenerate the coat, to replenish the coat, but also on the cut days, the show days, you
Right.
can use it instead of conditioner. So you have beautiful volume on the all the poodles, Bichons, all the dogs that need volume or texture, But also you can have you have this finish that you can easily brush the coat.
Yeah,
So
I've
it's not too
noticed.
loose. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of the groomers at the shows are using that. So, it's obviously it is helping, especially when you do have those hand scissor type coat competitions. So that's great that you guys are coming up with the products for a particular thing. 'Cause you're right, you see all that in the human line, you know, for the volume and the texture and the moisturizing and everything. But as far as for us groomers and, you know, show dogs, we just don't have, you know, it's just not as readily available. So to have a line that does focus on those specific things is highly beneficial if you understand it and know what to use it for.
So me personally, I show dogs. I start showing dogs with poodles. Then I switch to Shih Tzu because my first purebred dog was a Shih Tzu. That's my hard breed. So I started to breed them as well and show them very successfully, not only in Europe but also in the United States. So with my first bred female, I won Best in Show in the United States and Best in Show Owner Handler the same day, and few other Best in Show Owner Handlers. And also she won the Best in Shows in Europe when there was 3,000, 4,000 dogs entered to the show, because we have
Wow.
bigger shows in Europe than you have here in US.
Oh, okay.
But so like coat preparation was always my thing, and I love doing that. There is people that call me like the freak of coat preparation, because I'm really like I love really great preparation of the coat. That's why I'm like always into education and talking about correct steps of bathing, because people think that to have like better the best haircut, they need to have the skills with the scissoring, clipping. Of course you do, but
Right.
even if you have like great technique with the scissoring and clipping, you will do the dog perfectly even if it's not well prepared. But when the dog go home and shake a few times, it will not look good without good preparation of the coat. So if we want to have the lasting effect on the dog, like looks really great also during these days when during the visits at the grooming shop, the coat preparation is very important. There is also other side of it. So if you do the correct coat maintenance at the shop, the dog go home, the owner see the difference with the like living with the dog in between the visits at your shop. Also, when the dog come back, they come back in better shape. Even if the tangles and mud occur on the coat, it's easier to get them out if the coat is properly maintained, moistured, and it's easier for you to work. So why skipping the steps that help you, and just like dealing with this, burnout and stuff like that when you have all the doodles coming back in the horrible
Right.
shape?
Yeah.
So it's just no point. But like I know that people don't talk about it. They just talk that they need to, oh, you need to clarify the coat, you need to use the maintenance shampoo and the conditioner. But actually you can skip the conditioner. Wrong. You don't supposed to
Yeah.
skip the conditioner. If you have a conditioner that extends your drying time and you don't feel the coat is very clean after that, there is two options. Either the conditioner is too heavy for your type of work, or you use it incorrectly. So the conditioner should help you not make your bathing and not make your process longer. So you always use the conditioner or the stuff like I said, the regeneration boosting serum that you add to shampoo, so you can skip the last step. And I always tell about the business, like if you have a serum in your shop, you can add it as an additional service, like regeneration bath to the client.
Right.
I don't know, price it like $5, $10, and even give it as a free addition to the bath for your regular customers, and they will be very happy and to see this in the price list. So it's kind of like gift for them that you do it just for them.
Right.
Believe me, they will see the difference, and you will see the difference even in the first use. So this is really powerful product.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I remember, I'll agree. The conditioning of the coat and the moisture, like that is a super huge deal. And if you're not using it correctly, just like you said, I mean, it makes your job harder, not better. And that's not how it should go. I
Exactly.
remember when I was still working on my groomer training, I had washed one of the girls in our salons dogs, and it was a Newfoundland. And she's like, oh, you don't have to condition it because it'll just make him take longer to dry. And I was new, I didn't really understand that that's not how it should have been. And now it's like, once I learned, to me it just made my job harder because it didn't, the coat wasn't, as silky, it wasn't as fresh, it was getting kind of like clumped together. And I just thought, because that's how they had, they weren't using product correctly, that conditioner would just heavy down the coat and bog it down and make it all the negative things. And so as you grow and learn, and we're always pushing education, and you really learn about the different products and how they help you and not hurt you, it was just like a little light bulb moment a year or two later where I was like, wait, I love conditioner. Like, so, and it just didn't make sense at the time, but it's just so many groomers, sometimes they don't get that education on the products because it's either how it's always been at their shop, or they just, like you said, like a lot of times they're not using them wrong, or are using the products wrong, or they're using too much of it, or they don't look at the dilution. And
That's why I
so
always say that dilution is the solution.
It is, yes. So those are all just important factors. So what does, like, what is your coat maintenance look like for your show, one of your show pups? So like, what would that, what products would you be using, like, on
So
that
you
kind
know,
of coat and everything?
so this is the this depends because even if we have like I have my breed Shih Tzu, like different coat colors goes with the different texture. The quality of the coat varies through the especially the age of the dog and also from like what kind of lines they are coming from. So I was like pretty lucky with my lines that I get with really decent coat. I had one that I really had to bathe for every 3 4 days to be able to maintain her coat, but she looked like really like 1 million bucks.
I bet.
But you have to do it. So I would, so for me the rule for the dog sh like show coats for maintenance is you need to kind of be aware and you need to observe where the moment that tangles and mats come from. Like when the, especially like the spider web is like showing, this is too light. So you need to like, if it happens on the 4th day or 5th day, you need to bathe the dog a day before. So for example, my dog has a spider web at the 5th day after maintenance bath. So then I'll bathe the dog not on the 5th day, but on the 4th day. So then I kind of like protect myself from the tangles and mats, and the coat is more moisture, more regenerated, so grow faster because clean coat grow faster. And then for me, it's faster process of bathing because if I have any tangles mat, it takes longer time to demat in correct way because we want to preserve the coat. We cannot cut it. We cannot use the tools to lay racks, whatever, just to cut the tangle because you will lose the coat. So in the show coats, it's all about like every single coat, like strength of the coat matters. So we try to protect it as like, guard it, and do that. So my sh like, and this routine is for every single bath, like even on the shop, just like regular cat dogs, like you do first the reset, clarifying step. So you use either the we have a basic deep clean shampoo, which is 98% natural ingredients in the product. Dilution ratio varies from 20 to 40 to 1, depends what kind of water you have and how dirty the dog is, because we always need to see how dirty the dog is. And some people say, oh, this dog don't look dirty, we can skip this step. Not really, because always you have the dandruff, you have the oil that the skin is getting, the dust that you don't see it on the coat. So you need to get rid of that. And if you skip this step and use the usually more expensive solution-based shampoo, you just lose like at least 40-50% of the usage of this product just to clean and clarify with that. And those products that are like solution-based orientated, they usually don't have that kind of cleaning power to do that. So you're always supposed to do this first step reset. And you kind of always try to explain that you prepare your coat for conditioning. So you kind of create the white canvas for
Right.
your work later.
Okay.
So either basic deep clean or the groom it, which is very efficient, like price-wise for the groomers. And now we have the Groom It and Groom It Spring Edition because our all scents with our lines are very subtle because we work with the dogs that they are sometimes bathed every single day, like for the dog shows.
Right.
So we don't want to overwhelm them with the scent. You have perfumes, of course, but like a lot of people ask me, like, can we have something more perfumey, like more scented? So I figured out if you like the Groom It so much, our like clarifying product, why not give you the same quality product, great product that you already love, just different scents. So I
Okay, yeah.
created the Groom It Spring Edition. So you have option. You can go with the subtle scent with the regular Groom It, or you can choose the Spring Edition, which is more perfumey, more fragranced, and it's it if you guys know the our blue perfume.
Yeah.
It's the same fragrance,
Oh,
so I
okay.
love it. So everybody was like, "Oh my God, it smells so fresh and like spring." I was like, "That was the point."
Right, yeah, it is a very fresh scent. So,
what products would you recommend from your line from someone who's maybe been with one brand for, 5, 6 years, or just, they're not doing show dogs or just, grooming everyday dogs, and they want to try your products? What products would be must have for them to try?
I would say the first one would be the clarifier, so the Groom It. Looking at the business side of the grooming and also efficiency with that, I would say Groom It. And for the second step that we use, so it's the solution-based grooming, I would definitely recommend the Forever Bath or Fresh Me Up. Forever Bath is the shampoo based on pomegranate and acai extracts. Smell amazing. Clean well, regenerate the coat. It's like for all types of coat, will not change the structure of the coat. So you can basically use it on every single dog. The Fresh Me Up is the shampoo that we also recommend for dishes. It's odor neutralizing product with activated charcoal. Even like if you have the dogs that coming in with the scent of nicotine, like very badly
Right.
smelling dogs, this product will get there and it will
Oh,
just
well.
wipe it out. So those two products I would definitely recommend as that is all to go like product that you don't have to know anything about the brand, you just can use it right away. The other stuff is very what I really recommend is moisturizing and protection shampoo. This is our active line, so we call it high tech line because it's with active ingredients and work between first bath and the second bath to maintain the coat and protect the coat before tangling and matting. So active line is high concentrated, so it's 50-60 to 1 dilution ratio. It's a little bit more expensive, but for the effect wise, if you have like a lot of matted doodles, that's the product you would like to have. So
Okay.
the shampoo that you would like to go to and perform. Also, if you have a lot of coats that you prepare for grooming competition or show, the active line moisturizing and protection is the thing. And then we have the third step, the conditioning. So we have two conditioners and four coat masks. So the coat mask is a little bit more it's the same like we buy for ourselves. We can
Okay.
buy the conditioner and we can buy the coat mask. Coat mask is just more concentrated, has more power with the stuff that it's supposed to do. So if we have a reality of United States grooming shops and we have a lot of different doodles that they come in the horrible shape, and it's not their fault. It's just lack of education for
Right.
the pet parents. So the Slick It Up from Active Line, it's solution that saves the sanity of the groomer.
Yeah. Important.
Yeah, it's very important. And I always say, people don't understand one thing. You should choose the product that save your time and save your risks
Yeah.
when you mat the dog, and it's supposed to be easy. people like me create the products for you guys to help you, not to just, you know, sell them, because that's not the point. If we want to just sell, we would go with very cheap shampoo to the grooming shops, like very high, like high volume shops, and that's it. My idea of grooming is helping people and helping, first of all, the pets, because it's not their fault that they were born in that kind of like heavy maintenance coat type and ended up in the house that people have no idea about coat.
All right.
It's not their fault. So we're supposed to help them. So the like, product like Slick It Up was born for like, I call it heavy maintenance coats. If we wanna help ourselves and help the animal to get rid of tangles mats. Of course, if we have a dog that coming back always like that, we'll shave it. That's not under the discussion. However, if you wanna shave it and look cute, you need to have a little bit space to make it cute.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes we know that it's really hard to do. So products like moisturizing protection shampoo, Slick It Up coat mask will help you to achieve the effect.
Okay.
So,
and then, so where, what shows are you going to be at? Because I know, you know, you've answered a lot of questions for us at, over the last year at shows and stuff about products. Then we see you go around to kind of different booths and you're just kind of available. So what are the shows, I guess, for the rest of the season that you'll be at? So when someone has kind of a coat care question and or about one of the products, they can find you at.
So first of all, next week we'll be at Hershey.
Okay.
We were nominated as a vendor of the year, as a brand of the year. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
It's a really big deal for me. It's really wow. Like being new in the United States and being nominated last year for the new product of the year with our amazing avocado scissoring spray. And this year as a brand of the year, I'm like, wow. So I will be at Hershey. So you can find me, you can come over and ask questions. Don't hesitate. Just come over, say hi, and let's talk about grooming. That's really my passion. So it's not like you're bothering me. You just come over and talk. So our products will be available at Pet Store Direct booth and Whitman's.
Okay.
So I will be circling around both of them, but my handle at Instagram is Life of Aga. So AGA, Life of Aga.
Okay.
So you can always message me and we can meet in the lobby or whatever, or in the evening. I will stay at lodge, so I'll be fully available to talk and to meet people. So that's Hershey. Next, I know that the Pet Store Direct is going to New England and Fun in the Sun.
Okay.
I won't be there. I will be in Europe by this time.
Okay.
I still need to do seminars and stuff there. So I'll be back there. But I will come back for Texas show, Pro Classic. So I'll
That'd
be there.
Years. Okay.
So yeah. And you always can reach out via Instagram or Facebook. Also, we have this program with the brand educators and brand ambassadors. So if you find anyone that is from my team, you can always ask them. So we have 5 people as educators and 10 people as brand ambassadors. So the brand ambassadors are new, so they are learning all the products. They know their own favorites, but now they learn the others. We have 30 products, so it's not like everybody come in and know every single product and the difference between it. The brand educators are with me from almost the beginning of cooperation in the United States, so they know the products very well. So you can ask them always. And we are updating our website, which is botanica-usa.com.
Okay.
And you will find all the info about our brand ambassadors up there, so you can easily check who it is and where you can find them on social media. So...
Well, and I know we'll put that down in the show notes too, your Instagram and the website, so that way they can get that information too.
And of course, the Insta of Botanica. So if you use our product, just hashtag, tag us. We always repost and we always like appreciate that. It's really important and I love to see, especially right now, there is coming up the challenge, Botanica Flip Challenge. So my brand ambassador start like doing with the sprays, like the flipping up. So it's so like funny to see how people can not only use the product, but also have fun with it. So
oh, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah.
You have to keep that aspect of it. It's not just all serious all the time. You can't just be worried about I don't know, the specifics and the technicalities of it. So yeah, we do love seeing those videos.
Yeah, and we do
And
love like doing different stuff because like for me when I had right now I am here and I have usually one dog right now. I don't have with me any dogs, but I just bred my the best female and I kept female and a male. So when I come back from Europe, I will bring my dog and we'll start showing again. So my coat maintenance is very like strict, but there was times when I had like three Shih Tzu in coat and four poodles. So I was basically bathing every single day. And I
I
know
love it.
people here that they work at the grooming shop and they come back home and they maintain their own dogs, which it's very like, on sometimes you can feel the burnout if you don't use the correct products and correct techniques, because technique of like brushing or even blow drying, that really helps a lot. So I'm on my way to prepared this kind of like free how to say it, it's not the course, it's not like the seminar, but kind of guide how you're supposed to proceed with the all the steps and like techniques, just to help people to understand, because not everybody is fortunate enough to go to the school that they will teach them correctly co preparation. There are a lot of schools just skip that. So I'm like, I have like right now I teach in like and like have meetings in two schools here in Florida. So
Great.
also we work with Groom Curriculum where they show every single step and our products. So hopefully we have our like the brick to building the industry the way that it's supposed to be with the right knowledge. So
Yeah. Awesome.
yeah, I mean, there's definitely a big need for that, going around. So that's great that you're having that out there.
Well, I
Let's
think that's
see.
great because some people, even no matter where they get trained at, it's because it's not regulated in our area. Like what they've learned when they come out into the actually, for their first job or whatever is not necessarily, I mean, it's just on different ends of spectrums depending on where they were taught at. So having some guides out there is awesome.
But also, like if we're talking about very basic stuff like diluting the products, people have no idea how to do it. Even the groomers that work like 30 years, they have no idea how to do it. Like when you use the bottles, for me that's common, and I always say that. And at the beginning, I was kind of feeling silly. I don't have to tell that to people because everybody knows, but no, they don't. So
No, they
when
don't.
you have the shampoo, you put the water first and add shampoo and mix it. When you have the conditioner or coat mask, you put, and especially when you have like coat mask like ours that are very rich and very dense, you put a little bit on the bottom of the bottle, put warm water, shake it, and then add water and shake it again. So you have like consistency of the milk, not clumps like cottage cheese. Because if you have the cottage cheese, you won't be able to take it out from the coat, and your coat preparation is ruined because you will have this like greasy, not nice spots on the dog. And so many times I met groomers with like they call themselves like the top groomers, and they do this mistake and they don't care. I'm like, no, that's the stuff that you do through your platform, and you show, you teach people, even if you don't think about it, you teach people wrong thing. You need to do it correctly in order to get this nice example and the correct example and correct work at the grooming shop.
Yeah, we just went through that with our team. It seemed like we were just going through products way too quick. So we had everyone record a video of, we have the dilution chart and the rates and the bottles, and we just were like, something is not going right. And so we had everyone actually record videos of them mixing up their shampoos and send them to us so we could like see firsthand like what is going on. And it was either people using, they realized they thought they had it down just based on like memory or length of doing it, and it was either people were using too much or too little. And it was like, we had maybe a handful that were actually, when you actually put it down, were doing it correctly. So it's really helped. Again, just a simple thing, but that is a good tip about the conditioner because I think everyone can visualize what you're saying in their head about the clumpiness of the conditioner. So,
And when I say about it, everybody's like, ah, oh, okay. Yeah. But like when I ask,
So.
How do you know how to dilute correctly? Product advisor is, yeah, sure. We're doing this like 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. Yeah, sure, we know. And then I start talking about this, and they were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I had this issue before. I was like, yeah. So everybody. So I always say, like, there is no like stupid questions, and you can ask about everything. So,
Right.
and also sometimes there is like really simple stuff that we can improve, and the effect is way better.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very important to talk about it and to educate yourself.
Yeah. Well, and I know we did talk about the importance of like a moisturizing coat and keeping that, but I do, you know, like you said, you guys were nominated for the got the product of the year with this avocado scissoring spray last year. And just how important a scissoring spray is, because it does help keep that coat, especially when you're brushing it out to get that final work and that scissor. I mean, it helps with the frizz and things, but it's that moisture that keeps that coat from cracking and breaking. And
And also,
it
it's important to have, like, when you have a really good quality scissoring spray, you can do a lot of it. You can spray a lot, and it will not ever build up on the either scissors or on the coat. Because sometimes some scissoring sprays that people use, if you use too much, it's that you can see something in the coat.
Right.
So that's why, like, the avocado scissoring spray actually was made like 2 years ago. So from like we was working a really long time to make it perfect and make it as we like it. So there is this, we have this really cool stickers. I don't know if you can see it with Pina, because she says, I put this shit on
Oh
everything.
yeah. Oh
Yeah. So
yeah.
we have the stickers. We have the sticker, dilution is the solution. And also with the avocado scissoring spray, it's big avo energy. So I will have the stickers on the booth. So if someone wants the sticker, just come say hi, and we'll have that with us. Also about the Hershey, if somebody will come to Hershey, we have really great stuff. So find me or find someone from our team. The list of the people will be on the website, so you can check, and also who is using Instagram, you can easily go to Botanica and see who is our brand ambassador. If you find our brand ambassador or me, come say hi. On the password, I love Botanica, you will get the free 8.4 ounces product from us.
Oh
Oh,
wow,
wow.
that's a great thing. Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll be sure
Till
to.
the supply lasts. I know
Yeah, while
that
supplies last.
sounds
Yeah, they.
really messy. So
Oh,
yeah, just
perfect.
come over, say hi, and the password is I love Botanica.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we'll be sure to get that out. So that way, yeah, go find her or one of her ambassadors, you guys. So, but well, thank you. That was very educational and informative. And you
Very
know, I know I
welcome.
learned something. So I'm one of those. I got the shampoo dilution down, but the whole conditioner trick. So we'll try that. We haven't had that so much, but you can always do better. So that's
Also,
why
like
we love these.
for people that has really high volume shops and they have a lot of groomers, I also offer the service that they can invite me to the shop, and we can make the seminar for the groomers and work with them about the coat prep and like correct dilution ratios and how to mix and max product match products to help you achieve the effect faster and better way. So if
Wow,
somebody
yeah.
wants, you can, as a business owner, they can reach out to me, and we can set up the plan or do even like Zoom seminar. Always the hands-on at the shop
Yeah.
is way better, but sometimes it's really hard to just match the my calendar with yours, but like we do that as well.
Oh, wow, that's a great resource. Yeah, I had no idea about that. So thank you for sure adding that. But well, we will see you next week at Hershey. And I know
Awesome.
everyone hopefully will be super excited to see you guys. And then you make sure to use the password, I love Botanica. And then get your free product while supplies last. But thank
Awesome.
you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.